Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week, I'm going to talk about the weather. I moved to Humboldt in 1991 with my fiancé. She was from Humboldt, found me in Colorado, and then drug me back to her homestead. I'll never forget driving through Arcata Plaza and seeing all the people wearing their shorts and t-shirts and Birkenstocks, and it was only 55 degrees outside. At that time, I thought, wow, these people are crazy. But of course, I had not yet acclimated to our chill local climate. My first 4 months in Humboldt was rain, rain, and more rain. I remember asking my wife, where in the heck did you drag me to? This is crazy. Well, that was the Humboldt winters of old, and they've now returned in force. This has been a winter of snow on our beaches, pounding hail, rain streaming down at several inches an hour, and winds. Wow, you just don't fully appreciate the power of wind until it knocks down your neighbor's 150-foot-tall pine tree onto another neighbor's roof, all the way into their living room. And of course, there's been our multiple power outages. We live in the Little Pond subdevelopment in McKinleyville, near the airport. A skunk farts in that part of town, and all the power gets blown out in McKinleyville, at least for a day. Who designed that wonder of a resilient power grid? I try to be patient about the trees falling on power lines or meth heads driving into transformers, but when I can't watch Netflix, I get pretty darn annoyed. First world problems, you know. Everyone thinks where they live has the most unique weather, but of course we all know that's complete BS. Southern California never has anything but sun. Well, shame on us. Now all they get is snow, rain, and wind. Weather's a crazy thing. I'm not sure why it catches us so off guard, but it sure seems to. What do you mean the Midwest and South get tornadoes? Well, it used to only be during the summer. Now we hear about tornadoes all year round, and in Los Angeles of all places. Just a bit unnerving. And you see the power of water with all the flooding and tearing things apart, and the wind. You just don't get the wind power until you see your hoop houses, tomato hutch, and trampoline fly across your backyard. One would think severe weather would bring out the best in people, but that's not always the case. As far as I can tell, heavy rains in Humboldt lead to those with large trucks or massive SUVs driving at twice as fast. I always find that a fascinating gamble. I'm just not into hydroplaning. It's just not that fun. Of course, the same thing happened in areas where it snows. Having lived in Colorado for years, I saw all sorts of genetic mental marvels trying to speed through the snow. This is my proof point that Darwinism does exist, and it works on steroids for people who want to experience extreme weather sports, like racing their F-150s on black ice. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I will most likely continue to find all our local weather surprising, but what I won't find surprising is our power outages. After all, PG&E, it stands for Power Gone in Emergencies.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.